The Attorney General's office interviewed Senator Fuller Clark and four Democratic campaign workers who stayed at her house during the run-ups to the 2008 and 2012 elections. Those interviews, says Assistant Attorney General Stephen Labonte, yielded a consistent story. The campaign workers and Senator Fuller Clark never spoke of where they were registered to vote or if they would vote in New Hampshire using her address as their domicile.
Based on those facts and the fact that they didn't vote anywhere else, that they stayed here for several months, we had a finding that there was no voter fraud.
The Attorney General's report also notes that one of the campaign workers, Ryan Flynn, said the state Democratic Party instructed campaign workers to register to vote in the New Hampshire towns in which they were living. In the wake of the Republican complaint made last month, all the campaign workers who stayed at Fuller Clark's house have asked the Portsmouth clerk to remove their names from the city's voter checklist. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.